How's it going, Yankee fans? Welcome back to Fireside Yankees with your boys, Alex and Ryan. So, yesterday's game, not exactly how we wanted it to pan out. Carlos Rodon was knocked out after four innings, threw 101 pitches, gave up a couple hits, couple earned runs. It wasn't efficient, and, you know, this is not the version of him that we wanted to see, but, you know, the Yankees' offense couldn't do enough. The top half of the order really was the downside of that offense yesterday. They had eight combined strikeouts. The bottom half actually picked them up. Verdugo, Gleyber Torres, and Jose Trevino, and Cabrera. Those guys stepped up and actually produced. Trevino was kind of our, he had three RBIs yesterday. Guy was our best player offensively, which is certainly not expected. But today we want to talk about Aaron Judge and kind of what's going on with him. A lot of people are concerned or worried. We're not. And we want to get that out of the way first and foremost. We're not worried about Aaron Judge, and we're going to tell you why. He's just barely missing on these pitches. You know, we're talking about fastballs and these breaking pitches. He's just barely missing them, like just by a millimeter getting underneath of them or getting over top of them. When he starts to hit those things and barrel them up, they're going to be leaving the stadium. You know, they're going to be in the bleachers. That's what he does. And he's just barely missing. And eventually he's going to get around to it. His numbers aren't necessarily that bad. We're going to kind of dive into those statistics and kind of quell the concerns a bit. But Ryan, before we dive into Judge and, you know, kind of calm the nerves, how do you do today, my friend?
I'm doing okay. You know, Yankees lost. It's not great. But, you know, as you alluded to, you know, Yankees are still what? They're still 12-6, if I'm not mistaken, right? I think that's the record. If you're 12-6, got off to a good start, right? Like, that's... That, no doubt about it. Now, he gets swept. Look, the vibes are going to be down. Totally understand. I see some people saying the vibe is different. Yeah, because we lost. Winning means bad vibes. You ever seen good vibes on a losing team, Alex? Have you ever felt, oh, the vibes are good after a loss? I mean, that's just not how this works. You know, the Yankees are playing, what, 600 percentage, right? A 60% win rate, whatever it may be. And they're doing it, well, yeah, Aaron Judge is just not hit. Like, he's gotten on base. He has done that. Like, he's not, in terms of overall offensive value, he still remains an above-average offensive player on the season, so that should be noted. But it's kind of like, you know, if Jalen Brunson was dishing out assists but wasn't scoring, right? It's like, yeah, he's contributing offensively, and he's still an above-average offensive player, but you're not getting the production you expected out of him. Aaron Judge is playing below Aaron Judge standards. That's a fact. That's undeniable truth. But with that being said, I actually think that this is something that's going to turn around pretty soon. I think, as you mentioned, just a matter of the swing, like he's just missing, and I think he's going to start, you know, firing on cylinders and getting to batted balls that he should get to. We've seen Judge go on slumps. You know, 2017, he went on that slump in his rookie year where he was just terrible in the month of August. Even in 2022, you know, right after, I think it was right after June, kind of when the Yankees started struggling. He started struggling a little bit, and then he picked it up in the month of August and in that second half. But there was, you know, Aaron Judge wasn't the runaway MVP in the first half of the year that year. He ran away with it in the second half, really. And look, I'm not trying to excuse bad performances. Aaron Judge has not played well, and that's something that should be, you know, discussed, and I'm not trying to shy away from that fact. I'm more so just pointing out, it happens, right? Like, guys play bad baseball. Things happen. This is really the first time Aaron Judge really slumped. Like, a true, like, a proper, like, just not playing great baseball for more than, like, five or six games in what? I mean, since, like, 2020, right? Since 2021, some stretch of that sort. It's just not, you're just not used to Aaron Judge playing below his standards. And, you know, I guess you could find some 16-game sample size, again, within, like, the 2022 year. Like, I'm pulling one up now. He had an 82 plate appearance sample size where he had an 83 WRC plus and hit 167 and slugged 375. He wasn't even getting on base. So, you know, these kinds of slumps happen. He is just happening to occur in the beginning of the season. This is a 19-game sample size, so this is actually a larger sample size than the one we're talking about. Granted, he did hit four home runs over this stretch. Aaron Judge only currently has two. But again, I will also point to the fact that Aaron Judge didn't lead his own team in home runs at the end of April in 2022, and obviously went out and hit the seventh most home runs ever hit in an individual season, the most home runs ever hit by an American League player. And, you know, if you want to kind of kind of separate guys who took steroids and stuff like that. I'm not one of those people who like tries to nitpick and all that stuff. I guess you never really know who's technically clean and not clean, but point is, we've seen Aaron Judge slump. I just think it's weird because We're just used to him being infallible. And when Aaron Judge is clicking, and look, I know people are going to say, well, the pitching does this, when this happens, when that happens. No, when Aaron Judge clicks, that's so much of a bigger swing change than anybody else, because he crushes the baseball. He hits home runs left and right, and because you kind of assume he's going to do it. Look, I'm not saying I'm out on Rodon, but I'm not saying I'm also saying he's not guaranteed to figure it out. He's not guaranteed to pitch significantly better, Alex. You almost guarantee that Judge will do it. You can't guarantee anything in life, but you guarantee, you know, you're about as close to a guarantee as possible. I'm confident he'll turn it around, and when he does, you know, the Yankees are 12-6 with Aaron Judge slumping and no Gerrit Cole. Like, that's, you got to put that into context, guys. You know, if you told me the Yankees would be 12-6 and half a game up in first place through their first 18 games, knowing how difficult the schedule is going to be to open the year, I'd be like, hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, let's go. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be pumped. It's just that given the context of the Yankees were like three games above everybody in the division, and that's shrunk down to half a game above the Orioles, suddenly it's like, oh my God, the sky's falling. I'm not too worried. Like, I'll get worried in like June. That's, you know what? Memorial Day. Let's give it Memorial Day. Memorial Day, if, you know, Aaron Judge is okay and the Yankees are like a 500 team, yeah, I'll be like, okay, things are not looking good. But until then, I mean, we're 12-6. I just don't have it in me to complain right now.
Yeah, I think it's totally premature to be complaining and kind of crazy. And this expectation of everyday brilliance is unrealistic. Now, like you said before, and I think the most important point is this is the first time we've seen Judge slump in a long time. So I think probability would say that he's going to break out of it and he's going to be fine. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. His on-base percentages are still very, very solid. It's not like he's not walking or getting on base. He's still, you know, doing fine over the last week or so, 2 weeks or so. He's still at 116 WRC plus. He's still above average. His batting average obviously isn't great, but he's walking at almost a 20% clip. His strikeout rate's actually down. When he starts to get going here, I really think that it's going to be a good situation, you know, for this Yankee offense, especially, you know, Volpe had the golden sombrero yesterday with the 4Ks. Obviously, he just wasn't feeling good. Kikuchi was just on fire yesterday. I think Volpe was decimated. I mean, to be quite honest, the entire top half of our order was decimated. The fact that our bottom half of the order was the only ones that were actually able to touch Kikuchi was kind of crazy. And I think mainly because you don't really have a plan against some of those guys. You know, you know what they do, you know what their strengths and weaknesses are, but like, you know, Judge, you throw it low and inside, low and down the middle. He can't usually, you know, get those balls. If you're good at locating like Kikuchi is, you know, that you can take advantage of that. But today we got Gausman on the mound. He's been shelled. He's 0-2 in his first two starts, or his first couple starts, rather. And I'm definitely looking forward to the Yankees getting back on the train offensively. I'd love to get out of Toronto without getting swept. That would be pretty nice, especially a series like that. But we have the Tampa Bay Rays coming up next at home, fortunately. So a lot of divisional games right now. A pretty sizable gauntlet, but, you know, we talked about the dynamic duo of Soto and Judge being that primary, you know, kind of combination and what this offense could look like. We still haven't seen those two guys clicking, you know, we still haven't seen those two guys hitting and firing on all cylinders at the same time. We saw Soto red hot, we've seen Volpe red hot, we haven't really seen Judge red hot. When those guys come together and produce at the level that we know they can, and it's going to be in the same game consistently, it's going to be a dangerous situation for other teams, especially if the bottom half of order isn't a liability. But, you know, we have DJ LeMahieu coming back soon, so we'll see what happens. You know, I know Judge said that the abdominal issue that was affecting him during spring training is no longer impacting him. But do you think this is just more so shaking the rust off, or do you think it really is just a cold streak? And, you know, it does happen to players. Maybe he is dealing with some pain, some discomfort, and he's just playing through it, waiting for it to go away. But, you know, I'll take his word for it and that he feels fine. It's just, you know, as he said, verbatim, it's baseball. It happens. So I'm not worried about it at all. Is there anyone else that's concerning you? I know Rizzo's been a little bit inconsistent lately. Gleyber finally, you know, was decent yesterday, had two runs. You know, how are you feeling about some of these other guys? I know in addition to him, Verdugo, you know, his numbers have been up a lot lately. So, you know, what are your thoughts on some of the other guys that maybe are trending in a better direction?
Yeah, so in terms of like stock up, stock down kind of thing, stock up Verdugo. Verdugo's swing decisions have gotten a lot better. I think he's finally clicking. Like, I actually think the profile makes a lot of sense. I completely see what the Yankees are doing with acquiring him on field, off field, you know, couple balls where he's not hustling out of the box, and then there's obviously the stuff that happened with the Dodgers and the Red Sox, where you're just kind of like, you know, you always have a little bit of pause, but I think the on-field play has been good. He's also by far the best defensive left fielder we've had in a while. You can say it's a low bar. I don't care. You know, it's been really bad since Brett Gardner's retired. Or I guess he hasn't technically retired, but you get what I'm saying. Since the Yankees retired him, you'd say. But to kind of, looking at like the negative side of things, if there is one thing to kind of go like, I don't know what's going on here. Randy Wilkins, who was the director for The Captain for ESPN, does the Views from 314 podcast. He pointed out a flaw that I agree with him on this one. The Yankees don't strike out enough batters. They don't strike out a lot as a team, but they're not striking other people out. That's not helping them. Like, Rodon got consistently foul, 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 foul. And it's just like, dude, what are we doing, right? Look, I'm not saying he's trying to not strike people out. That's not the implication here. But like, dude, go after Dalton Varsho. What are we doing walking him? That's where we lost the game. You lost the game right there. Right there when you walked Dalton Varsho. Dude, what the hell are we doing, man? And I like Rodon. And I think Rodon has good stuff and all those things. Dude, throw strikes. It looks like he's up there sometimes trying to not give up a home run. You've got elite level stuff. Bully guys with it. Go after people. Attack the zone. Pound the zone. What are we doing? You know what I mean? Why are we down 3-1 in the count to Varsho, throwing sliders down and away? Fastball, 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 goddamn fastball. I don't care what it has to be. You don't fold that 3-1. And I know this is going to sound ironic because I just said fastball, fastball, fastball. But I also think part of it is the Yankees are a very high fastball team in terms of pitch usage. And now, for in a situation where you're Carlos Rodon and you're facing Dalton Varsho, you should be throwing your fastball a lot because you want to get ahead in the count. But when you're behind in the count, what you're noticing is teams have stayed away from throwing their fastball still. And when, and just as a whole, teams just haven't been throwing their fastballs as much. The Yankees, on the other hand, are near the top of the league in fastball usage. I don't like that. I think the Yankees should be going with the league trend. The league trend is going away from your fastball more often. I think the Yankees should follow suit. And I get it. Luis Gil, yeah, he should throw his fastball a ton. It's an elite pitch, that, so on and so forth. Has Rodon's fastball been an elite pitch since he's gotten here? No. In terms of pitch shape, yes. In terms of results, no. So I don't really know what to do with him in that regard. But like Nestor, right? Like when he mixes, look at that Marlins start. When they were mixing in their secondaries, dude, they were lights out. Change-ups, curveballs, sliders. They would overpower guys with the fastball because they weren't, you know, they would be able to mix that in and it played it up. Look at Stroman. Stroman's strikeout rate, you noticed, we were talking about this before the podcast, his strikeout rate's up. He looks like a much better pitcher. I know he got roughed up against the Marlins, but I actually think he's pitching so much better this year, and I think that the underlying metrics are really good for him, but he's throwing fewer fastballs. We're seeing an increase in cutter usage, increase in slider usage. That gives him more of like breaking balls going away from righties, more swing and miss stuff. You're not like, even Gerrit Cole has shifted away from his four-seamer as aggressively. Like, if you look at Gerrit Cole's four-seam usage, despite it, I think it's the best pitch when you factor in command out of everybody in the Yankee rotation when you just look at fastballs. His fastball usage is around 53%, right? That's a high percentage, but it's not, it's a little bit lower than Rodon's, if I'm not mistaken. And if you look at fastball usage, it's either maintained and kind of been replaced with the cutter a little bit, or he's decreased it at times. Like, he's been able to manage, all right, this is when I should use my fastball, whatever it may be. And again, he's Gerrit Cole. He has a better fastball than everybody here. So he's the only guy where I would really look at him and say, you can go against those league trends. The Yankees need to get swings and misses. I don't know what the fix is exactly. I'm theorizing that fewer fastballs would help them because they're near the top of the league in that usage and teams are better than ever against fastballs. But they got to strike people out, Alex. Like, it's infuriating. It's so maddening when they walk like five guys in a game. Why are you letting these people score? It's like we talked about Luis Gil yesterday. Dude, throw it down the middle or I don't really care. I get it with Luis Gil, young pitcher, hasn't pitched much, whatever. Carlos Rodon's a $162 million investment. Dude, throw strikes. Like, come on. Go after these guys. Get these guys out. It's Dalton Varsho. Get him out. Strike that man out. Like, go after him. Give him your fastball. Go 96, 97. You are an elite pitcher when it comes to your pitch shapes. You do not suck. Like, I fully don't believe Carlos Rodon sucks. This sounds like a rant of me saying he, like, stinks or whatever. I think he's a good pitcher. He has everything there. Elite fastball, good slider, proven cutter. Solid changeup. Good curveball. Throw your stuff. Attack these guys. Get swings and misses, dude. Like, I need these whiffs to come in because you're not going to succeed if you're not getting swings and misses. It's not even like he's getting tattooed. He has not given up a lot of home runs this year. Him, like, you look, first two start to give up some home runs, but, like, you don't look at him and say, he's giving up the long ball. They're just ball in left field seats, center field seats. He's not giving up home runs anymore. Dude, go after these guys. You've got the stuff you had in San Francisco and in Chicago. Go get these guys. Go get strikeouts. That's a message to the pitching staff. Go get strikeouts, guys. Come on.
I don't know when we transferred from Aaron Judge to Dalton Varsho walks, but I kind of enjoyed the rant there. Back to the Aaron Judge conversation, guys. Always happy to hear your thoughts below in the YouTube comment section. Always good to have good conversation there. And I think we're all in the same boat for the most part. No one's really worried about Judge. We're just waiting for him to start hitting those pitches. But as always, make sure to like and subscribe. Let's go Yankees today. And we'll catch you guys on the next Fireside Yankees episode. Perfect.